Tell your lover, and if you can get hold to her, hug her neck. Until the next time, may God bless and may God keep.
234BI, Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Well, good morning. Pastor Derry here with Missions for Christ International. Our website is missionsforchrist.org. Greetings to all our radio listeners in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope everything's going well for you and you know, all of your loved ones. I would like to talk to you today about the need for a positive attitude. Last week I talked to you about the need for a good vision, how that everyone needed a good vision in order to accomplish something worthwhile with his life. Now there's a story in the Old Testament about how to have a good attitude, and it was really important to the children of Israel. And there are only two men that had a good attitude at this time, and those men's names were Joshua and Caleb. So I want to talk to you about how you need to have a good attitude for your life. And I heard on the radio another brother in Christ talking about how a fish has to stay in the water and he has to swim in the water. He can't get out of the water. And the same thing is true of you. You can't get out of this life until death or until Jesus comes back. And so you're kind of stuck in this life, and how you deal with this life, a lot depends, almost everything depends on the attitude you have towards life. Now here's an example of a bad attitude. You remember when Christopher Robin was greeting Eeyore the donkey and he said, "Good morning," and Eeyore's reply was, "Good day, if it is a good day, which I doubt." Now you can wake up with a bad attitude or a good attitude, a positive attitude. It all depends upon you. The Bible says in Psalm 118, verse 24, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice in it and be glad." Now that's a sign of a good, positive attitude. You know, every day is not the same. Some days are rainy and cloudy. But if you wake up with this attitude, "This is a day that God has made. I will rejoice in it and be glad." That's a good, positive attitude that you need to have for your life. You see, God makes every day, whether it's a bright sunshiny day or a cloudy rainy day. You don't have any control over that. You don't have any control over the weather, but what you do have is control over your own attitude. So no matter what kind of a day it is, it all depends on your attitude. Now, before we go any further, I'd like to remind you that I would be glad to come and call upon you. If you go to my website, missionsforchrist.org, there's a page there that says contact us. If you'll put your name and address and your phone number so I can contact you, I'll be glad to make arrangements to come and see you, to bring communion to you, to baptize you if that's what your need is. And also I'd like to invite you to come to my church. It's the Tomoka Christian Church on 344 Emerson Avenue Northwest in Palm Bay, Florida. Dave Fitzgerald is our minister. I'd be glad to meet you. I'll be there also. I'll be glad to meet you as well. Now, before we get back to the story of Joshua and Caleb, let me give you another example of a bad attitude. Many of you might remember the comic strip called Little Abner, which was written and illustrated by Joe Capp. And one of the characters in that comic strip was a man named Joe Beviznik. And he always was painted with a little rain cloud over his head. And no matter where he went, everything was always bad for poor Joe Beviznik. Now, let me tell you also about an instrument be in the cockpit of every airplane, no matter how big the airplane is, a jet engine airplane or a small airplane. There's an instrument in that cockpit, and it's sometimes more than one, usually is. It's called an attitude indicator. We used to call it an artificial horizon, but that attitude indicator is the most important instrument in the cockpit of every airplane, because it tells you if your wings are level, if you're in a bank, or if you're in a turn, or even if you're upside down. That attitude indicator will tell you what's happening to your airplane. Usually the big jets, the transatlantic jets, have three attitude indicators in every airplane. They have an attitude indicator for the captain, another attitude indicator for the co-pilot or the first officer, and a third standby attitude indicator somewhere in that panel to show the pilots just what's happening to their airplane. And of course, they always want to keep the airplane right side up and, you know, wings level or in a bank or whatever they're doing, so they know what the airplane is doing. Now, you need to check your attitude indicator in your own life. What kind of an attitude do you have? Is it a negative attitude, or is it a positive, good attitude? Are you flying right side up or upside down? It all depends on your attitude. A negative attitude means you're flying upside down, out of whack, out of control. That's not good. You need to get yourself turned right side up into a positive attitude towards your life. Now, let's get back to the Bible story I want to tell you all about. We find this story in the Bible book of Numbers. Book of Numbers, that's beginning towards the first part of the Bible, chapter 13, Numbers 13. So if you have your Bible, turn to chapter 13 of the book of Numbers in your Bible. And this is where we read about God telling Moses to send out 12 spies into the promised land that they might look at the land and then bring back a report of what they had found. And there were 12 spies that were sent out. Each one of them was a leader of a tribe of Israel. You know, there were 12 tribes in Israel, and each one of these men were a leader in their tribe. And their names are recorded in Numbers 13, verses 1 and following. You can read about them there. Then after you read about the names of these 12 spies, we come down to the 17th verse of Numbers 13, and it says, "And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, Get you up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be a good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be good wood therein or not, and be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land." Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and searched the land, and from the wilderness of Zin unto Horeb, as the men come to Hamath. And so the Bible says they went and they searched out the land. They found it to be a very great land, a land flowing with milk and honey. They saw the grapes there, which were great grapes. And they brought clusters of grapes back down from them. And the Bible says they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. Now let's look at the 26th verse of Numbers 13. "And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, "We came unto the land whither thou sent us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, the Anelekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan." And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land throughout which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." And then the Bible says, all the children of Israel believed the evil report of the 10 spies, and they cried and wept and murmured against Moses and Aaron. Now we pick up the story in the 14th chapter of Numbers. "And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God that we had died in this wilderness? And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be prey? Were it not better for us to return unto Egypt? And they said one to another, Let us make a captain, and let us return unto Egypt." Then the Bible says Moses and Aaron were very upset by this, and wept and fell on their faces and prayed to God before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, "The land which we passed through to search is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it to us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not." But all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. So here you have the story of the two men, Joshua and Caleb, who brought back a good report saying, "We can trust in God. We can go up into this land and we can take it because God has given it to us." But the problem was the people wept and mourned because they believed the evil report of the 10 spies who said, "Well, we were as grasshoppers in our own eyes, and so we were in theirs. And we can't face these giants. They're too big for us. They'll kill us. They'll destroy us." So you have the good attitude of Joshua and Caleb, a positive attitude, an attitude that trusts in the Lord, who promised them to bring them into the land And then the bad, negative attitude of the 10 spies. And they said, no, we can't go in. We can't do it. The giants are there. We can't do it. We can't do what God said we could do. And all the people believed, the 10 spies. And they decided they're going to stone Joshua and Caleb because they didn't like their report. Now, many of you have read this story and you know what happened. Well, what happened was the people wailed and cried all night, and then they decided, after they had rejected God and his word that they could go up and take the land, well, okay, now we'll go and take the land. God told them, no, 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 you can't do this. I already told you to go up, but you didn't want to go up. So they decided, okay, now we're going to go up. And then they went up and tried to fight against the enemy, the inhabitants of the land, and you know, they were all killed. As you go on to read this complete story into the 15th chapter of Numbers, you're going to see that God said to them, okay, since you didn't believe me, you didn't believe the report of Joshua and Caleb, you are now going to suffer in the wilderness, and you're going to suffer 1 year for every day that the spies spied out the land. And that's exactly what happened. They were to suffer and to be in the wilderness for 40 years in the wilderness because they did not believe the report of God or the report of the two good spies, Joshua and Caleb. And they had more trouble as well because God said to them, not only are you going to stay in this land of the wilderness for 40 years, but all of the people that didn't believe in me from 20 years old and upwards, they're going to die in the wilderness, and not one of them is going to go into the land that I promised to them, but only their children will be able to go into it. And the only ones that were over the age of 20 years old at that time were Joshua and Caleb, and those two would be the only ones that would be allowed to go into the land. And they did. Some 40 years later, when Joshua was in his 80s and Caleb was 85 years old, then they went into the land. And this is a story of good attitude, positive attitude, against that, those who had the bad, negative attitude. And it's repeated so much often in the life, as we see in the book of the Bible. Now, I'm 88 years old, and I'm looking forward to going into the promised land. I'm going to go there, just like Caleb went into the promised land when he was 85 years old. And God gave him and Caleb's descendants the land that he had actually trodden upon when he was a young spy. And Caleb said, give me this land. I'm well able to overcome it. And he said that when he was 85 years old. So who was ready to fight at 85? And he went in and he was able to possess the land that he had spied out some 40 years earlier. And he was able to possess that land for himself and his family and his descendants. Now, this is a story that tells us that we should believe in God and believe in what God has said and what God has promised. And God has promised eternal life to all those who accept his Son, Jesus Christ, as their Savior. That we are going to inherit the land. We are going to inherit the promised land. And we're going to be there forever with the Lord Jesus Christ, with God, and with the Holy Spirit. Now, the ones that are not going to be there are the ones that don't believe in God. The ones who have rejected Christ, have turned away, and have not accepted Jesus as their Savior. They will not go into the promised land, which is the land that God has prepared for all those who love him. Now, I remember my grandmother, her name is Rosa Holmes. She was a faithful member of the Church of Christ in Storm Lake, Iowa. Played the piano, played the organ there, had a Sunday school class that she taught all of her life. Started out with the young children and stayed with them. And she had a thing on her on her table in, at the home there, 709 Hudson, where it had all of these cards, and the cards were, and the inscription on the little holder was this: every chapter in the book is mine. And we have a song by that: every promise, every verse, every line, every chapter in the book is mine. And that refers to all the promises of God. And every one is a promise made to the child of God. If you are a child of God, every promise God has made is a promise made to you, if indeed you are really a child of God. Now I want to tell you another story about me when I was a teenager in high school. I was on a wrestling team of our high school, Main Township High School. By the way, it's the same high school that Rotary Hill Clinton went to. Well, I was there about 10 years before Hillary Clinton was there. But anyway, I was on the wrestling team, and we were always told by our coach, you have to have a positive attitude. When you're facing your opponent, you have to believe you are going to win this match. Well, I found out the hard way when I had a positive attitude, I would win. But if I had a negative attitude, I would lose. And so I realized, boy, I need to have a positive attitude. Now, when even you have a positive attitude, there's going to be giants that you face in this life. And we need to understand that we are well able to overcome the giants in the life that we face. There will always be obstacles and difficulties, but if you think you're going to fail, you will fail. But if you think you're going to win, you will win. Joe Namath, the quarterback of the Jets many years ago, the New York Jets, one of the first Super Bowls, he said that we're going to win. And they did win. Against all odds, they won. But Joe Namath, the quarterback, had the positive attitude, never doubting for a minute that they would lose, but they would win. And they did win. And you need to have a positive attitude in your life. There's several lessons that we can learn from this story in the Old Testament about the Israelites who were afraid to go into the Promised Land. The first lesson you need to learn is you need to believe in God, and that God is with you, and God will help you. The second lesson you need to learn is you need to have a positive attitude. Man, if God is for us, who can be against us? And the Bible states this over and over again. The need for faith in God, as the book of Hebrews says in the 11th chapter and the 8th verse. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he must believe in God, that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And all through the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, we read about the heroes of the faith. And they are the heroes of the faith that believed in God and were able to overcome all kinds of obstacles, even death, and to do the things that God had told them that they could do if they would believe in him. Now you might say, well, how do I get this faith? I'll tell you exactly how to get this faith. The Bible tells you how. The Bible says in Romans 10, verse 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This means that you need to hear the word of God. This means that you need to go to church. You need to hear the preacher preaching the good gospel truth of the word of God. You need to read the Bible. You need to speak the Bible. You need to hear the words of God as it comes out of your own voice. When you go to the Bible and you open up the Bible, read the Bible out loud so you can hear what God is saying to you. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And if you will do this, you will have a strong, unshakable faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Lord God himself. Now you might say, well, where do I start in the Bible? Hey, open it up to any page and start reading it out loud. But if you're really wanting to some advice, I would recommend that you go to the New Testament and to the Gospel of John. There's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And start reading in the first verse of the Gospel of John, where it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not." Now that's a good place to start, the Gospel of John, and read it out loud to yourself. Hear the Word of God from your own voice. It will make you a strong, unshakable in your faith Christian, a child of God that knows what you believe because, man, you heard it out of your own mouth. Now, if you don't want to go to the Gospel of John, do what I did when I was a young man. I went to the Bible, and I thought, well, I better start where you start every book. And so I started in the book of Genesis, and I read there, "In the beginning, God." Oh, great. "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the spirit, on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light." Now this Bible will give you the light that you need, the light that you can walk in, and you don't have to walk in darkness anymore. You can come out of the darkness of the pit and walk in the light of Christ. Open the Word of God. Read the Word of God out loud to yourself. Become a person of unshakable faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, looking to the promise of the promised land that you're going to inherit with me, and I'll meet you there. Boy, that'll be great. I'll see you and you meet me for the first time maybe. And that might be pretty soon. Maybe sooner for me than you because I'm 88. I don't know how many more years I've got. But boy, I'm looking forward to the promised land. I'm looking forward to meeting you. And remember, I'll meet you even before then. If you give me your name and address, I'll come and see you. I'll meet you now. All right, I guess I'm about out of time for now. Anyway, God bless you. Bless all you and yours. Make his face to shine upon you, give you peace, and give him your light, the light of God that is available to you. Now God bless you. It's my prayer for you and for all yours in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let's remember again the people of Ukraine. Pray for them if you will. Remember them and all the children of God. And bless all God's children. All God's animals that serve him, the dogs, the cats, the dolphins, and all those that serve Christ, they do it every day. So many people don't realize that the animals serve God every day, and we need to serve God every day just like the animals do. God bless you. That's all for now. I'll see you at church this Sunday, 10:30 at Tomoka Christian Church. Come and see me there. And that's all for now. We'll see you at church. Bye-bye.
Come on, snap your finger like this and pat your foot. I survived the worst of times because the Lord was there.
It's no goodness of my own, but it's the hand of the Lord that's upon me. It's no goodness of my own, but it's the hand of the Lord that's upon me. Come on, choir.
It's no goodness of my own,
but the hand.
It's the hand of the Lord that's upon me.
Come on, choir.
It's no goodness of my own, it's the hand of the Lord that's upon me.
Come on, take me out. The Lord.
It's the hand of the Lord that's upon me.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh.
The hand of the Lord.
It's the hand of the Lord that's upon me.
Then I heard my grandmother say, I'm so thankful.
I'm so thankful that I'm here. It's the hand of the Lord that's upon me.
to help me say, turn around and say, between your hands. If you survive the worst of times, come here, Tina.
gets hard, you start to cry. Now you can dry all those tears that come through feet with his supply.
Just like a medicine, just like a medicine, just like a medicine,
like a medicine, a medicine.
Laughter does good, like a medicine, just like a medicine, just like a medicine.
Now tomorrow, no, two things that you don't like.
And if it does, you can rise above.
Oh!
You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, W234BI, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, 100.7 FM.
You see, life happens to everyone, and there are things we all must overcome. But take heart, my friend, don't be alarmed, 'cause there is safety in His arms.
I know the way, sometimes it's not so clear, and you don't even feel God is near. But be reminded through the words of this song there is safety in His arms.
You see, life happens to everyone.
But take heart.
Be not dismayed, whatever betide you, God will. Listen, it's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise, you stood the test. He's gonna open the windows and pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise.
And you stood.
You stood the test.
Come on, witness of heaven.
Witness of heaven.
For you are a blessing.
For you are a blessing.
It's your season.
It's your season.
Oh my God.
To be blessed.
Got a verse, listen. Blessed in the city, I'm blessed in the field, I'm blessed going out, I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the windows and pour you out a blessing. It's your season, oh God, to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season
to be blessed. God made you a promise.
God made you a promise.
And you stood the test.
You stood the test.
He's gonna open the window.
Window of heaven.
Pour you out.
Pour you out a blessing.
It's your season.
It's your season.
Oh, that's it, yeah. I got one more verse. Listen. I've been through the fire. I've been through the flood. But I'm standing here because blood. He's gonna open the windows and pour you out a blessing. It's your season, yes it is, to be blessed. Come on, say it again, say.
It's your season
to be blessed.
To be blessed.
God made you a promise.
God made you a promise.
And you stood. Season.
It's your season.
Come on and say.
It's your season.
It's your season.
It's your season.
Today is your day.
It's your season.
It's your season.
It's your season.
Blessings are flowing your way.
It's your season.
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 Come on, clap your hands.
It's your season.
It's your season. Somebody say, yes, it is. Woo. Somebody say, what season is it? It's my season to be healed.